The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, if you understand Vulcan, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds in one accord to draw closer to the King of Kings and glorify his name. First up, we examine the good news, the bad news, the good news, and then followed by the bad news, and then we close with the good news. So that's good news. Next, many people believe that God loves people, but does he like people? Well, he did call Abraham his friend. And finally, what is Christianity? What isn't Christianity? And why is everything else garbage? The answers may curse you or bless you, depending on your decisions.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. How much more? That's a good question. So much more. We're asking so much. So much more. Top people. We have top people working on it. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. David, it's King David, minus the king part, @hemustincrease.org. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. Most of you know that well, 214-210-8483. Or, just like you're getting ready to go on a ride on a rainbow, you can call 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer the phone. It'll be like you're at the top of a rainbow. 972-445-0770. Then she'll put you over to me. And then it's like the rainbow disappears. That's what it's all about. Keep in mind that the purpose of this is for you and I to talk, to communicate, to connect. Not just you and me, but brothers and sisters in the Lord sharing either praise reports, asking for prayer requests, having that opportunity to comment, to share. Maybe the Lord is doing something really profound in your life and you're trying to walk it through and work it through and you just want to talk it out, or maybe you want to share with something the Lord has shown you. You have that freedom to do so. You're also welcome, by the way, from time to time, without taking a lot of time, to plug the church that you go to, just briefly, like with a, you know, kind of a website kind of thing. We think that's a great thing. We strongly encourage great church relationship. We believe it's very, very powerful. And let me also say, we also do Bible trivia, for which we will open up this with this Bible trivia. Get ready. I'm not going to say I'm going to be sneaky today, but I am wearing sneakers, so you have to figure that out. Here's the first one. In what book of the Bible does it talk about Satan accusing believers before God day and night? In what book of the Bible does it talk about Satan accusing believers before God day and night? You don't have to give me the exact address unless you know it. Then you can. You're welcome to. You can reach out to us by calling us at 972-445-0770 or text 214-210-8483. Matt Slick may call us sometime throughout this hour. If he does, we'll kind of forego and dump over towards him, give him the opportunity to talk and share with everybody about apologetics. We'll just kind of leave that open, see what happens there. I want to keep that open. And we're going to be talking about Christianity, and amazingly, Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and then also to the Greek. But we have somebody who's calling in as for the trivia. Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. Been praying for you a lot, my brother. How are you?
Well, I have felt better.
Okay. All right. I know, and I know it's not an easy road right now, so that's why we have the whole audience praying for you, hopefully every day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. It's our privilege to come alongside and join with you in it. Let's talk about this accusation scenario. In what book of the Bible does it talk about Satan accusing believers before God day and night?
I believe that's Job.
That's close, but I want you to give me the New Testament book where that also happens. Go all the way over to the right. What's
Revelation?
Yes, that's correct, sir! See how you got that? That's great! Revelation 12:10 talks about Satan accusing the believers day and night, accusing believers, making accusations. That's one of the reasons, one of the definitions of Satan is accuser. So it's a great, great connection. So if you find something different, you're always welcome to call on the show. But I think if you look at Revelation 12:10, you're going to see that, and you're going to go, wait a second, that guy's been yanking on people for ages. It's terrible, right?
Yeah, he has been. He sure has.
Yeah, he has. He knows what he's doing since he started with the very first of us. So he's had a lot of practice, hasn't he?
Yeah,
but we have somebody who's greater in us than he that is in the world.
Yeah, that's Christ.
That's exactly correct, my brother. Excellent. Excellent job. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't forget to keep Gary in prayer. That's something you got to do, all right? That's part of our commitment. All right, so now I want to talk about this. This is really something important, and you've heard me talk about this numerous times. The purpose of human creation. Now, we've talked about Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and we can go into that in great depth, but we're not going to do that in this particular time, although we are going to be going through the book of Genesis as a devotional. We're going to be adding that to Ray's devotional. That'll be from Professor Chet, who's given me permission to use his book. But I want to make sure you understand what the purpose of human creation is, okay? It's understood in Isaiah 43, but it's also understood in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. It's to fellowship with and glorify God. If you're going to make a statement and just a little more broad that's like kind of covering it all, you were created to fellowship with God and you were created to glorify God. There it is. All right? God didn't just create you to glorify him. That is the mainstay, but he also created you to fellowship with him. And to not fellowship with him is to miss the whole purpose. The reason that stuff's important is because in the garden, we lost it all. We had this opportunity to fellowship with God without impurities, free from pollution, so to speak. But in the nature of our great 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 grandfather and grandmother, being Adam and Eve, we blew it. And there was sin, and there was a decision not to follow God, and in fact, there was actually a decision to disobey. And in the garden, we lost it all. And I do appreciate Dr. Robert Jeffress a great deal saying, look, we want to talk about the good news a lot, but let's not misunderstand that the good news has to be understood in context with the bad news. The bad news is the same thing we've been saying on the Romans Road, that man has sinned, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news. Good news, free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and God shows his love for us while we're still sinners, that Christ died for us. And if we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So we have bad news. We lost this fellowship and this capacity with God. We have good news. He's brought us back into this through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And I'll explain this, and I've talked about it before, but I want to try and do a little better job. I want to explain the lawsuit theory. Here's the theory. Ready? If you sin, you die. Okay? Just sin, die, sin, die, sin, die. Okay? If you sin, you die, which explains why everybody's died. But Jesus came along and he didn't sin, but he still died. So he kind of got, you know, kind of got the bad end of the deal. So he sued. And what he said is, everybody who believes in me, I want my righteous life to be given to them. That's what I'm suing for. Those are my damages. And God the Father said, okie dokie. And Satan said, wait, what just happened? And so now everybody who believes in Jesus has the righteousness of Jesus poured upon them. So when God sees them, he sees the righteousness of Christ. The reason for that is because Jesus shouldn't have died because he didn't sin. So he was wronged in that capacity. The Father allowed it to happen knowing that Jesus would sue for our behalf so that we could have the righteousness of God poured upon us through the life of Jesus Christ. And everybody who believes participates in that massive lawsuit. That's you think that is a very secular way to say that. Uh-huh. Yep, sure is. But it sure makes sense. Because what happened is Jesus died inappropriately having not sinned. So he was wronged. And to correct that wrong, he says, I want everybody to believes in me to have eternal life the way I was supposed to have it without before I was wronged in the sin. Wronged in the death because I never sinned. So it's a lawsuit theory. You understand? And so it's just like you believe in Jesus, you get to have his righteousness thrust upon you so that when God talks to you, he's looking at you through the righteousness of Christ. Get that? Isn't that cool? That's like the greatest thing ever. And so there's bad news. Oops, in the garden, we blew it. Yikes. But then there's good news. God saying, I knew you're going to blow it. I just knew it. Prophesied ahead of time. Prophesied in the garden. Prophesied through Abraham. Maybe 15 different times in Genesis. The redemption for his people. That's what's good. That's what's wonderful. Bad news, then good news. Bad news is we still do stupid things. Good news is he still loves us. I'm going to talk about how much he loves us because I don't think everybody understands that God didn't have to do any of this, but chose to do this. That's what we're going to talk about when we get back. Wow. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, plus a dog named Levi. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and is involved in a PhD program. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody, look, at. I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. I just when you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. There's a whole teaching on it's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is, God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. Believers, good believers, great believers, fantastic believers, lousy believers, and everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. That doesn't. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know. I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought because God was bragging about him and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I cannot tell you, I mean, I wish I could communicate this to you, and I wish you were all in a room with me where I can tell you more specifically, but almost every sound sequence, which I have nothing to do with the sound sequences that take place, starting at 1:30 to right now, has been in line with what I've been teaching. Which tells me, some people say, well, the odds of that are this and this and this. It just tells me that the Lord is trying to reach somebody, and there's somebody out there that's listening to my voice, and you have not yet said fully yes to Jesus. And the Lord is telling you, today is the day. Get it done. And what you're going to hear is even going to be even more mind-blowing in the sense that we understand that God loves us and we understand that we have some problems on our end and he provided Jesus Christ as our mediator between us and him so that we could not just have a great relationship with God on this planet but live forever and not live forever in something that's lousy but live forever in something that's fantastic. And even more is coming. Once we get through a few of these things, even more I'm going to share with you about how passionate God is about you. Listen. And you don't have to call our show. You don't have to get in touch with us or say you can. You just don't have to. I don't care who you reach out to, who's a genuine, born-again, Bible-believing Christian. You're welcome to contact us. But you're welcome to contact your local Baptist church, your local Presbyterian, your local Assembly of God church, any of these churches you can talk to, and somebody will lead you down the path that you will see that Jesus Christ is your salvation, and God provided him as a sacrifice for you to get you back out of the mire and the mud you're in. So pay attention, okay? All right. A couple things, and we'll do our trivia real quickly, and then we'll do our DNA. First, the trivia for those that have an interest in it. So we just talked to Gary. Gary did a great job. He got that right away. Far book on the right. That was really good. What book does it talk about Satan accusing believers before God day and night? Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Here's the next question. What New Testament book tells the story? Now, notice what I said. What New Testament book, right? Not Old Testament. What New Testament book tells the story of a man eating a scroll? Where is that? Call 972-445-0770 or you can text in 214-210-8483. Let's do our DNA. DNA is what our building blocks are. Please do not forget that. This is what you're made of. Our first letter in the DNA, D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Not weekly, not monthly, not yearly, not twice a year. Get that? N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, no matter what the world tries to put on you. Who cares? They don't got a heaven to put you in. Why would you care? So D, N, and then the A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because your service, your willingness to serve the Lord is a proclamation of your love and your acknowledgement of his greatness, of his lordship, of his mastery. And so you want that DNA functioning in you every day. Dave, what should we do with all this weird news that's going on? You wake up every day and you function in your DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. You never be ashamed of his word, and you always be ready to serve. Does that mean every day will be perfect? I promise you no. It will not be perfect. But is that the right attitude to have? I promise you, yes. That's the right attitude to have. All right. So there it is. We got the question on the board. We're going to move along. Let's do the website real quick again now. Don't forget hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so now somebody's calling in, so we'll take that. But that's the place where you want to, if you want to do donations. You can also send a check here to the station to made out to He Must Increase Ministry, or I just tell people HMIM. HMIM. A lot of people, it's like, that's easy, right? It's kind of an easier way to do it. If you just send it to the station, station address is on our website. It's on the station website. And you just make it attention, David Spoon, it'll get to me. Okay? All right. All right, do we have an answer to the trivia? Okay, okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fair.
You're doing fair? Doing, anything we can pray
I'm
for
not
you
doing
about?
Fair. Uh-oh. Yeah, but the Lord's with me, so.
Okay, that's the key.
But anyway, I think there were two persons who wrote the book.
Okay.
And the first one I thought of was John in Revelation.
That is correct.
I just started reading Revelation lately.
That's correct. That's the one we were looking for. John. He's the New Testament. What other one did you find, Mary?
Well, I thought the other person was Ezekiel.
That's correct, too, but that's in the Old Testament. So that's why the question was, what New Testament book? So I was trying to split those apart.
Okay.
But you exactly got it right. That's exactly correct. Excellent job. That is Revelation 10, 9 through 10. So great job.
All righty. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary. God bless you.
Thank you. You too, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
Yeah, love our people. I pray with great delight. It's not really apostolic. Oh, that's very apostolic, like Paul. No, not for me. I'm a moron. But when I pray about you guys, I think, I love these people. It's kind of cool. All right, did we cover everything? I think we covered everything. I hope we covered everything. All right, let me take to this next step. I think this is for somebody out there. Really, you need to hear this, okay? So the whole premise that we're talking about is, what's this all about? We talked about human creation. We talked about the purpose to fellowship with and glorify God. Bad news, we sinned. Good news, God brought redemption through the work of Jesus Christ. Now I want to say something to you that a lot of people don't understand, and I've got to put this in a way that gets to the older Christians, because they are the ones that forget this. Okay? Matthew 1, 22, 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let me explain something to you real quickly. God does not do what he does because he has to. Oh, a holy and righteous God has to provide a way of redemption, Dave. Nope, a holy and righteous God could have wiped all of us out and said that was holy and righteous. Could have done it. Would have been within any boundary of understanding. But there's a miss that takes place, and that is God not only loves us and demonstrates that love through the blood of Jesus Christ being shed for us, that we can have a sacrifice, that we can approach God, and he's our mediator between us and God. But God not only loves us, but he likes us. Now, let me give clarification. He doesn't like your sin. He doesn't like the mistakes. He doesn't like the wrong thoughts. He doesn't like the wrong words. He doesn't like the wrong actions. And those are a part of us. But there is another part of us that falls under his creation hand. And there's something inside of you that he likes. I mean, really. I mean, I'm just saying this in the nicest way. Would you, being a normal thinking human being, even just for a minute, would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? I mean, how dumb is that? He not only does he love us, he likes us. He even became one of us. In Philippians 2:4, it says this. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant by being made in human likeness. He loves us and he likes us and he's passionate about us so much, he became one of us. That goes back to the Billy Graham illustration, which is still the one of the best illustrations. Father and son walking across the parking lot, come across an anthill that's been stepped on. Father says to the son, how can you help them? Son goes, I don't know. Father says, become an ant, and then you can help. That's what Jesus did. That's an illustration, but it's a good one because it helps you and I understand the commitment and the level. Keep in mind, for God to become a man is much deeper and profound than for you to become an ant. His step down to us exceeds that by a billion. But he did. Because he loves us, and he likes us, and he's passionate about us. I just had to write a small, like a real, very small, 500-word blurb in regards to faith and the Word of God, and I submitted it. And the one thing that I did at the end of that little writing is I said, what's evident about the Word of God is that he didn't write it to spoil our fun. Oh, God, he wrote this book just so we can be miserable. He didn't write Don't Commit Adultery to spoil the fun. He wrote it to help us, to keep us away from the pain and the problems and the issues that we would create of our own doing. That's why that book, which God created the universe, he can write a book. That's why that book is Dear Human Race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, Love God. And that's why you hear me harp about being in the Word, because you get to know him better. And you find out he loves you, he likes you, and he's passionate for you. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything he finds. He's the heart. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment.
What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da, da, da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
Serve! There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Am I supposed to be having this much fun? I don't know. It's Monday. I know, but it's great. You see, here's the greatest thing. And I actually hope this. I hope that the Lord comes back on a Monday. First of all, that will eradicate all the Monday blues. That'll be it. I'm really like, Monday, yeah. Not that I know that we'll have days or won't have days in heaven, but I'm just saying it'll be like a small little bonus right at the very end. Let's see. We have another trivia question that we want to do. Keep in mind that Matt Slick may call in this hour, as the time coordinations are always difficult when you do it. We had to do it third party to put us all together. So if that happens, I will do my best to make sure that we finish whatever we're doing and then bring him on and give him room. He is an apologetic master, so to speak. Now, he's not going to say he's that way. He's much more humble, and he's much more nice about it. But he is the founder of Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry, which is called CARM, and very devoted to making sure that people stand forth in the truth and not be moved around swishy stuff, okay? All right. It's a new theological term, swishy stuff. You like that?
Swishy
stuff. I did that. I wrote in one of my posts, and these are people with PhDs and stuff, and I wrote okie dokie, and then I wrote ... my favorite theological term. Yeah, it's funny. All right. Now, notice the theme that Dave's going with here on the trivia question. It's all I'm going to say to you. The word Armageddon is used in the scripture in the New Testament. What is the address for the word Armageddon or Harmageddon or Hamagida? I don't care how you say it. That's fine. You know? From the South, you might go, Armageddon. I mean, you might say it differently. If you're from Canada, you'd be like, Armageddon, yo, oh, hey. Yeah, I went to camp in Canada. I have a lot of respect for them. What's the location? What's the address of Armageddon? There's that. All right. Let us not forget, as we often can forget, and without tea, I would forget, we're going to do a little bit of history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right. So for those that are really into the history, today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Do you like that? You like squeezing little bubbles?
I do. It's so nice.
It's like therapy, right? Isn't that terrible that it's like therapy? That's sad. It's National Florida Day. There's a couple reasons why. I don't know why. One thing I did figure out is my last class, I had 8 people from Texas out of like 40 people. This class, I'm the only person thus far from Texas, and there's a whole bunch of them from Florida. So it's like bing, 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 bing. National Police Day. We have a lot of respect and honor for the police. I was a chaplain for the Flagstaff Police Department. Had a couple of very intense calls. I would never do that for a living. Ever. I mean, that is just no. Like, I'm not even talking about what's going on now. 20 years ago. No. It's like the one call I went on, I was like, okay. And one time I was with a police officer and he had to drive down the other side of the road because it was an emergency down. And this was in Arizona. And it's like, I'm a bad driver, but this was scary. It's like, wow. Today is also opposite day. Okay, and this really comes from a little bit of Seinfeld, where George did everything the opposite and somehow found tremendous success doing everything the opposite he thought was right to do. I think that's funny. You know, a little humor. We will give props. I think it's Kansas City and New England, I think, Tampa Bay is in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady in his 10th Super Bowl. I think that pretty much ends all questions about is it Tom Brady or is it Belichick? I don't know who's in the Super Bowl. There you go. Last and certainly not least, in 1881 on this day, Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell formed the Oriental Telephone Company. Nobody's sure why they called it that, but move on. And then also, this is the last thing, robot, right? Robot. 96 years ago, the word robot was introduced into the science fiction lexicon by the premier of Czechoslovakia. It's actually by the play, and it was called Rosum's Universal Robots. The play began in a factory that makes robots from synthetic organic matter, and RUR was the basis for the first television sci-fi. It stands for Rosum's Universal Robots. It was introduced 96 years ago. If you would have said something like robots, like 100 years ago, people would go, huh? What? All right. We cover that? All right, we cover that. All right. Last, and then I'm going to go into my teaching. Last, again, the question, what's the address for Armageddon, the word Armageddon? Really, it's only used one time technically. In the scripture, what is the address for Armageddon? I think you guys know what book it is. I'll give you one hint, somewhere between 11 and 18 on the higher end of things. So that's your little hint that people can utilize. Are we ready? We're ready. Okay, here we go. We've been talking about good news and bad news. We've been talking about the purpose of creation, understanding that it's to fellowship with God and to glorify God. Okay? Remember that. To fellowship and to glorify God. In the garden, lost it. But then, that's the bad news. Good news, God brought it all back through Jesus Christ. Talked about the lawsuit theory in depth. And we also talked about the fact that God doesn't just love us, he likes us. Again, just from a practical point of view, just a logical thinking, normal human being, who would spend eternity with somebody they didn't like? It's just ridiculous. He doesn't like the sin in us, but he likes us. There's something inside us that he likes, something about us that he likes. He is the creator. Became one of us, demonstrated his love for us, made the commitment to us. So I want to give you a definition for Christianity. Ready? I'm going to actually give you a definition. It's not even a theological definition. I don't even care. It's a better definition than they do at seminaries. Ready? Christianity is a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and lived in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Now, just listen to that. I'll break it down, and you'll get it. Christianity, okay, not churchianity, not religiosities. Christianity is a living relationship with a living God. What that means is it's not a bunch of rules. It's not a bunch of regulations. There's an action going on, a life-giving action that takes place. It's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ makes Christianity possible. Because he's the mediator. A mediator is the person that's the go-between. Jesus being born of human and being born of divine is the only one that can actually represent human and divine. He's the only go-between. So Christianity is a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and lived in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Because when Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit was poured out on believers so that they could fulfill that which Jesus Christ commanded us to fulfill and be the way that Jesus commanded us to be. That's what Christianity is, a living relationship. It's not illogical. It's not a religion. It's not a fad. Karl Marx, religion is opiate of the nations. First of all, Christianity is not a religion, so he was just way off there. And the other part about it is being a Christian now is one of the most dangerous things there is. People hate Christians now. It used to be 100 years ago, people would be very, very respectful. Now if you're a Christian, they laugh at you. Uneducated. Of course, these are people that have very little education outside of what the world has taught them. And so the whole idea is that churchianity is more rules and traditions. It's a fad. It's a club. No, there's no secret handshakes or special discounts for Christianity. It's a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and lived in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You should be able, in defining Christianity, to acknowledge the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and that connection to you. Here's something that'll blow your mind if you really want to say what Christianity is, and you want to hear the quickest way to identify what Christianity is from a practical point of view that people would get. Christianity is the restoration of the original reason we were created. What happened in the garden? Man sinned. What happened? That created death. That created spiritual and physical death that would come, right? Well, through Jesus Christ, there was a restoration of that which was lost in the Garden of Eden. That's why the Garden of Eden still applies. Because it's God redeeming us from failing in the garden. That's what Christianity is. And bringing us back to a place of fellowship, bringing us back to a place of communion. Now, I know that some of you out there, and it's like, I really do know, I really understand, Dave, that these are the things. Yeah, but what you're not understanding is God's commitment to you is so far past your sin that you're going to commit next week, it's not even funny. You're going to commit a sin next week. God's commitment to you goes past next week. He knows every sin you're going to commit, still made that commitment to you, still made a way for you, still redeemed you through the work of Jesus Christ, still has the Holy Spirit living inside you, still wants to spend eternity with you. How about that? Okay? All right. Wowzer. All right, I got to give the answer because we're exiting out. The answer to Armageddon or Armageddon was Revelation chapter 16, verse 16. Oh, my goodness, that's the answer. But we got to do a hard break here, and so we'll have that person hold on, unless that's Matt. Is that Matt? It's probably Matt. So anyway, we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. I do want to let you guys know you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. There you go. So check it out. There is, I put something new up there, and now I can't even remember what it is. I don't know. You've been getting older. I don't know. All I know is I worked out today, and I was telling T, it was terrible. You know, you work out, and then you come back, and you're supposed to feel good or whatever. That didn't happen. Just so you can know. I think the people in the gym were worried that I was going to keel over. It's like, uh-oh, what's wrong with that guy?
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let me give a shout out to both Eric and Joy and Cordy for getting that right. Joy called in right at the end, but I couldn't take the call because we were up on the changing on the heartbreak. But that's fine. That was a great job. Revelation 16:16. That was the place. That's the address. Get ready. This is a very, now you got to remind me with a minute left that I got to answer this, because this is a tough trivia question. All right, in the book of Acts, there was a man, and he predicted a famine would spread over the entire Roman world. Who was that? Ooh. If you think you know the answer to that, 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so I got to finish up, and I'm going to do that, but I got one more joke.
40. I didn't tell her about this one.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I know. Okay. Tell me what you think of this one. So there's a preacher, and he's preaching, and he's really, really animated. Can you imagine? And he's just up there, and he's just pounding the pulpit and pounding the pulpit, and he's just like, "Behold, I come quickly." And he smacks the pulpit, and he's smashing the Bible down. He's like, "Behold, I come quickly." Throws his water over, is kicking things on the stage. Goes back up, and he goes, "Behold, I come quickly." And then he trips, falls, knocks the stand over, rolls over, ends up on a guy's lap in the first row. And the preacher goes, "I'm so sorry." And the guy goes, "Well, you told me three times." What do you think? That's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad. All right. I'll take it. All right. Little extra laugh time there. Who was the name of the man who predicted the famine that would spread over the entire Roman world in the book of Acts? So only 28 chapters you got to look at. Let me finish this up. I've been talking, and like I said, I really believe this is for somebody out there, and I really want you to hear it. And I'm not looking for you to reach out to me, but you're welcome to. You can call the station, you can call any church, you can call anybody you know who's a Christian. If you've not made that decision to say yes to Jesus Christ right now, not today, right now is as good a time as any. Nothing weird's going to happen to you. You're not going to get visited by people in a van. There's nothing going to happen. It's you and God. And that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Okay? Bad news? In the garden where we had it all, that was the good news. Then man sinned. We lost it all. But God provided a way of escape for us in the context of using Jesus Christ as our redemption. He is the mediator, the only one who can fully represent God and man, since he was born of a woman and of the Holy Spirit. And so he's our mediator to make it right. So when we talk about Christianity, we need to understand God's not doing this because he's up there making laws because he's just bored and wants to, you know, really ruin everybody's fun. God is trying to spare us our own stupid pain that we create by the things we do. He desires to be with us. He became one of us. And he committed to us for eternity. He does that because he loves us and he likes us. Christianity, we defined, it's a restoration of the original purpose of creation. It's a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and lived in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What it isn't is a religion or a fad or a crutch or anything else. So here's the bottom line. I'm going to bottom line this bad boy. Bottom line comes out of the various passages like Philippians 3, 7, and 9. Whatever was gained to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things and consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. That's how you're made right with God. That faith to receive God's grace on the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Here's the kick for those older Christians. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Many of us know that passage. But we don't read on. Verse 7, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? This one statement, I've read this, oh, I don't know, 300 times. I don't know, just so many times. Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? You know, Jesus has that to say to us. There's Philip hanging out with Jesus for years. Direct contact, physically touching, seeing, hearing. And there are times when I act like I don't even know who Jesus is. And it's like, even though he's been with me for such a long time, it's like I don't even know the grace of God. You know, all that stuff you did, it's horrible. You know, all that stuff you're going to do, horrible. You know, God still said, I choose you. It's like, come on. Again, Jesus is a better Savior than you will ever be a sinner. And give props to Lake Point Church and the pastor for saying that. Great, great line. That's how much he loves you. Okay. Do we have somebody call in that we need to respond? Okay. I'm waiting for T. Here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes. Go ahead. Fire away. No. Yes. No. No.
Not yet. I accidentally hung up. If he calls back, call back.
Listen, it's not perfect, is it? Live radio is not perfect, is it? Doesn't work that way. All right. The person's calling back. Here's what I'd say to you. Non-believer, become a believer right now by saying yes to Jesus. You don't need big fanfare. You don't need the church to throw rice up in the air. Say yes, God, to Jesus. Say yes in Jesus' name. And for those of you know the Lord but should know him better, say more, Lord, more. All right? You got somebody calling in? All right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
Hi, brother. How are you?
Excellent.
All right. I love hearing your voice. I know we're going to get the right answer. Here we go. Straightforward. In the book of Acts, what was the name of the man who predicted that a famine would spread over the entire Roman world?
I think that was Agabus.
That is correct. Agabus is the answer. There's people that are not thinking that was serious. It's like, he's like, look, famine's coming. And the Lord does warn people, even if people are like, well, he would never do that now. Well, wait a minute, he did it right there. didn't he do that in Acts chapter 11? I think he would do it. But people don't always take heed to what the prophets have to say. So I'm probably guessing you knew the area. Did you know the name off the top of your head, or did you have to look up the name?
I had ran through that section about a week or so ago, and you don't realize there's famines in the New Testament.
Yep. Excellent. See, that's so good that you did that. And there's all these different things that have people are like going, wasn't that like just in the Old Testament with Israel and stuff? Like, no.
Yeah.
Nope. Excellent. Excellent job, my brother. I really appreciate it. Good work.
Well, enjoy the wonderful weather out here.
Yep. Beautiful day today. So much nicer than this morning. Unbelievable.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right, my brother. Great job.
All righty. Bless y'all.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent. Okay. So bottom line, we only got like 40 seconds left, whatever the case may be. Bottom line, if you've never said yes to Jesus, you need to I don't care where you do it. I don't care if you're alone. I don't care if you grab somebody's hand. I don't care if you call somebody. That part doesn't matter. Just on your hands and knees, say, Lord, help me in Jesus' name. Save me. And if you're a believer and you've been connected to the Lord, but you're distant, you're not as close as you need to be, get on your hands and knees and say, more, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those are both excellent prayers, okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Can't stand this guilt, can't stand this shame. It may be false, but it feels the same. So I punish myself. I go down to the jail of my soul.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.